Line 44, the Excel anointing is now. Now you are a witness to the world. You know, we used to go to class to learn how to be soul winners. And what will happen is this will just, you'll start to leak. You'll start to leak and people will be drawn to you because there's something about you that's different. Yeah. You stand out and they want what you have. Now you are a witness to the world. You are my proof producers of my name. Fill the excels in areas of your life that you thought you were deficient in. And we all have them. We all have places that we, you know, we're human beings. We got weaknesses. We got places that we are deficient in. But God's saying, in your spirit, you have everything you need. Everything is there. Yes. And you're going to see the excels in those places that you feel deficient in.
Amen.
Line 48. I am the Lord of the breakthrough. I will break through.
Oh,
as you excel, the enemies will be pushed out, driven out, because you have swelled so much, which then leaves no room for the enemies. It will be pushed out, driven out, stripped out, outmatched, outgunned, outclassed because of you swelling to excel in what you already know and understand.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
The year to excel is upon you.
Yeah.
People around you will fear because of the excel I will do to you because of my mercy and my goodness will overtake you, which will cause others to see your excelling in order to be a blessing to the world around you.
Yeah.
Stay on course in what was already given.
Amen.
Excel anointing oil is now.
Amen.
Stay true. Stay unmoved. Receive the Excel anointing.
Yeah.
You will be a new witness of my mercy and goodness. I'm really believing for this.
Come on.
You know, you can look at people sometimes and you can hear a little bio like, yeah, we got seven kids and we got this and we got that. There's things that you're just believing God for that you want to see breakthrough, and I'm believing for that. I love my kids. I love my husband, but God has orchestrated events just recently. Well, I'll say in the last 6 months. And I realized that, in order to be a witness to the world, in order to release mercy and goodness for him to move through us, we've got to love people.
Amen.
How many know that's not too easy? The ones that need it the most are the hardest to love. And having seven kids, I tell people this, it's not really true, but I was blessed with seven kids, but I used to joke and say I had seven because I didn't learn what I was supposed to with the first one or two. So there was some truth to that, but I was blessed, you know. So I'm believing God to excel that Ephesians 3 verse where he's going to lead us into the height, the width, the length, and the depth of the love of God.
Whoa.
So that it's your experience. It's not something in your brain. It's something that's your revelation. And then you move. Wherever you go, you see people, and you know, Janet hit a note. She said, and I get it, like people might look at you, and I don't know a thing about you, but they can judge. But I feel like you're a woman who's just gone through a lot, and you've lived a lot, the best of your ability, and you just come to a place, and you've gone, man, we can't judge by what we see anymore. That 2 Corinthians 5:16 verse, we can't judge by what we see anymore, and that's our natural tendency. And that verse just really started coming alive to me. And I was like, God, I feel like I've done that most of my life. It's so easy to look. You know, you only need one eye to see what's wrong with stuff. But we need the love of God to really see people. And you know the thing about cats? I'm a cat lover. But I know some people that are, yeah. But I know some people that aren't cat lovers. And so they might. Oh, I wasn't going to identify them. But you know what it is? The cat lovers, it's what's important to you is important to God. And he'll use the natural things to speak profound messages. So, and I just feel like you're in an excel yourself. You're in a season of excel. We all are, but I feel like, Janet, that you just want to be abandoned to the Lord. You just recklessly in love with him. And That's awesome. And it's contagious. And I agree about not judging with what our eyes see, because that's really something I've been, it's been a good thing. So let me get back to the, what line are we on, hon?
64.
Okay. This Excel is a new invigorating strength, which is of me. Yes. Always fix your eyes on me, and you will excel even more and more. Instead of asking for the new, begin to ask me to excel what you already know and what you already have. You already know, you already have, you already walk, and you already understand. It's time, the time of anointing of my grace to excel. My angels of excel are released. Let them rest upon you in strength.
Yeah.
You got to partner your faith with this word.
Come on.
You've got a Hebrews 2,
yep.
You know, and I don't even know the whole thing. You partner your faith. You hear a word, and then in the quietness of your heart, you say, God, I want that. I want that. You don't feel a thing. You don't have goosebumps. You just say, I want that, and you partner your faith. My angels of excel are released. Let them rest upon you in strength. As you excel, they excel. Excel in my purposes, which is life. Psalm 103, verse 20. Bless the Lord, you his angels, servants, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. The excel comes through hearing. Really hearing with clarity the voice of my word. Give us ears to hear, Lord. I am the God of breakthrough. You will swell, which then breaks through your limitations and restricting places. Excel now. You will excel and witness your transformation from sheep to war horses. Zechariah 10:3 says, for the Lord of hosts has visited his flock, the house of Judah, and will make them like his majestic, excel, horse in battle. Sheep to war horse in the battle. I have set in motion visitations of my people to excel and make them excellent champions in the battle. My visitations are not to entertain you. You know, sometimes we can get caught up in those, you know, just... God did this. I had a dream. I did that for years. I've been journaling for years. I'll write down these amazing words, these amazing things, and then I kind of get busy with life, which you do, you know. And I went back. I'm going back. I'm like, God, there is so much you've been revealing that I just kind of flew by and got excited because he gave me something instead of letting it become a part of me. He wants to make it a part of us, not just entertain us and make us feel good. So my visitations are not to entertain you, but enter you to excel your transformation from sheep to excellent war horse. Ask me now to excel you. Ask me now to release my excel angels.
Oh, go ahead and activate that.
So, Lord, let's agree with this right now. Just Lord, we just agree. I just agree for that acceleration. We acknowledge and we invite acceleration, grace. Accelerate angelic activity. Accelerate in all our areas where we've been stuck. We see our deficiencies. We see our limitations. We see what we can't do. We've even spoken that over our lives. And we take back those words right now and we throw them out. We count them null and void in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, give us ears to hear what you're saying. And give us grace to say what you're saying over ourselves, over our world, our homes, our jobs, everywhere where we have influence. Give us grace to hear what you're saying and see what you're doing and to agree by faith with this Excel word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Come on.
Hey, yes. When I count to three, let's all shout out Excel. Ready? One, two, three, Excel! Now remember. Now we've, You know, we went through a very painful, traumatic transition 3 or 4 years ago, and it devastated my children. When this Excel, and it paralyzed them to dream. How do you know, pain paralyzes sometimes to dream. You guys don't talk about it in the future. So when this word came on us, we started prophesying this. That's why I typed it out to give it to you. We prophesied it all through our house. Each and every one of my children are excelling now. They have broken out their restricting and limiting places that we thought it will take years to do. Say amen, you guys. This is a work of God. Now, the way to receive this Excel anointing is that you cannot bring out our Christian toys. Tambourines, banners, the trumpet, the shofar, and dancing shoes and everything else. No, this Excel is going to happen as you're laying down. You have to receive this. Come on, say amen, right? And all we have to do is say yes to it. It's like, you know, laying on a doctor's surgeon table. Sometimes we try too hard in being a Christian. And God says, it's impossible. It's impossible to live the life that I have for you. It's humanly impossible. It has to be my work. So relax. So like laying down in a surgeon's table, you know, when I had my knee surgery. I didn't say, okay, bring this doctor, bring the scalpel, and can you cut me open? After you cut me open, bring that other thing. I didn't tell the doctor what to do. I had to abandonly throw myself on his knowledge and his care for me. You guys know what I'm talking about? And that's the same thing what we seem to do with God. God, will you send forth an angel? Because I really need an angel right now. And God said, okay, I'll give you an angel, but I got something else that you need. Say amen, you guys, right? So this Excel is going to help you in all areas of your life, from business to being a parent to being a husband, wife, whatever. Think of any area, you will excel. Come on, amen. Because God's the God of Excel. I remember when he says, I'm going to break through your limiting and restricting places. Are you ready for that? That you're going to swell. I remember during Christmas holidays, I gained about 10 pounds. How many people, you know, talking about? I was swelling. So I was asked to preach somewhere, so I didn't even try my pants on. I threw everything in my suitcase, flew out, got to the hotel. My leg wouldn't fit through the pant leg. I'm like, oh my God. I couldn't even try to button it. I swelled. How many people are ready to get more spiritual pants that are bigger than what you're wearing right now? Because you have swelled. Which leaves no room for the enemies. And then finally, I looked at my kids and said, kids, let's stop praying sozo. You've been sozoed enough to be sozoed for 5 lifetimes. You know what I'm talking about? I said, it is time to ask God to excel you, to push out those emotional struggles that you have right now. How? By enlarging something else, we could push out our enemies of our soul. Come on, say amen, right? So I said, don't ask God. I finally said, let's stop asking God to deliver us. Because the Father says sometimes deliverance is only temporary relief. Because if we get delivered out of something, we got to make sure we put something in that place. And so this is where we've kind of lacked wisdom in. You know what I mean? We delivered people and Jesus said, seven more demons are coming unless you fill that house, right? So finally we said, guys, let's stop praying for deliverance. Let's ask God to enlarge what you have, to push out the enemy. Come on, amen, right? You guys know what I'm talking about? To where it leaves no room for the enemy. If the enemy were trying to come back in, there's no room in your soul for him. Isn't that cool? The attacks, when people start being attacked of the devil, the attacks is not what I'm concerned about. I'm more concerned about my openness to him. It's our openness is what I'm more concerned. How did he get in? Like Jesus said, the devil's coming, but he has nothing in me. Say amen, right, guys? Are you ready to excel? You know, there's a lot I need to share, and I know I got to land the plane soon, but I'm telling you, This is a type of message that you could take this at home and God's going to enlarge this for you. Say amen, you guys. If your bank book is nearly broke, you take that prophetic word, you lay it over your checks book and just say, excel. I command you to excel. Woo, I felt the wave on that one. I mean, if you need wisdom, I remember when the Father said, don't ask to pray for love anymore. Stop praying for love. Just ask me to excel you in love. You already have it. It just needs to be excelled. You guys with me on this? And it reminds me of the story when I was in San Diego. I was in the airport in Atlanta going to San Diego from North Carolina. And I didn't realize, but my wallet was stolen out of my rolling bag. And I'm like, you know, out of one of the Delta Club Lounge, you know, where I was eating. I just went to the restroom. Next thing I know, you know, I didn't know my wallet was gone until I went to Starbucks in San Diego. Went to Starbucks in San Diego, reached for my wallet, not there. It was stolen. I went online, boom, my bank account was emptied within, I mean, it was, I bought TVs for people I didn't even know. Phones, paid bills. I mean, I said, whoa, this person was pretty happy. Anyway, so we were in a negative balance, and then all I had was about $15 in my hand, in my pocket. And I looked out the window, and I was just kind of sitting kind of pretty mad, violated. You guys know what I'm talking about? I didn't like that feeling. Plus, I was in San Diego, and I told my wife, don't buy groceries. Don't do it. But our church, thank you, God, for New Day, took an offering for us that she was able to get food and everything. But I'm sitting in the window of the Starbucks, and I was looking through the window, and there was a guy selling a stack of CDs. And I said in my heart, that guy probably stole them. You guys know what I'm talking about? That guy probably stole them. And the Holy Spirit interrupted and he said, you're allowing darkness to excel. And then I repented quickly. Then I said, Lord, enlarge my love. And this love came all over me. Then I was just looking at him, and the Father said, go out there and give him the rest of your money. know, he was in an old beat-up car, and you could tell he was struggling. He was selling something. So I said, all right, this love comes all over me. Then I asked that I would excel in love. Say amen. I mean, I'm just giving examples to excel in love. And then my heart started exploding in love for this person. So the Father says, go outside with the cash in your hand. I will lure him over to you. So I took cash out, and I was just kind of counting my money as if I was going to my car. The guy says, hey, yo. I said, yo. He goes, hey, man, do you support local musicians? I go, no. But what do you have there? He goes, man, I got CDs that I've made up. And I'm like, oh, see, right there, I've misjudged them. And he said, I'm a local musician. I got these CDs I'm trying to sell. Would you like to buy some? I said, no, but I have a word from God for you. And it just came out of me, right? This guy stood stunned and his girlfriend stood stunned. And I said, I'm a minister and God loves you. And this love, it's not what we're saying. It's when you excel in love, they feel it. You guys know what I'm talking about? People don't listen to what you're saying. They feel what you're saying. So he started feeling love of God. And I said, I have a word from God from you. And I didn't have a word. I did not. He goes, well, what is it? I'm like, oh, God, please, please. Then right away I thought of Simon Garfunkel. I don't know why I was thinking about those guys until finally the Holy Spirit showed me what their mission was on earth was about during that era. And I said, hey, you're writing songs that bring division. You're writing songs that's going to encourage murder. You're writing songs, blah, blah, blah. I said, see that generation over there? There's a group of kids standing over there. Your songs are destroying them. He says, but God wants to bless you. He wants to give you songs that unite and not divide. Songs that make you love and not hate. God wants to give you songs. He wants you to change an entire generation. This guy starts crying, right? This is on the sidewalk. His wife's like, his girlfriend's looking at me, looking at him, looking at me. She didn't know what was going on. And I said, God wants, just like back in the 60s when the whole nation was against our political, you know, against our president. Simon Garfunkel wrote songs that brought peace and not divide. God wants to give you songs of peace that will unite a nation to bring the love of God. Then all of a sudden he goes, what do I have to do? And then I said, give your life to Jesus Christ right now for the forgiveness of your sins and repent of what you just wrote. He goes, I will. And he fell on the ground and he gave his life to Jesus right there. Right. So Isn't that awesome? Because excel. I did not allow darkness to excel. You guys know what I'm talking about? And of course, I hooked it up with the pastor that I was preaching at, and the pastor's been following up on him ever since. Isn't that awesome, you guys? Now, that's the type of excel. Now, in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 28, I just want to give you a couple more scriptures, then I'm done. Like I said, this is like a seven-hour journey. But in Genesis 1:28, this word excel was God's original design for mankind. God did not save you so you could barely survive.
Amen.
I'm talking about emotionally, mentally, spiritually. He saved you to excel you, to see his kingdom on earth.
Amen,
amen, right? One person, I was sitting next to an airplane, he goes, I'm a minister. I said, oh, thank God. What? He gave me his denominational name and blah, blah, blah. And I said, all right, cool. He goes, man, I can't wait till I die and go to heaven. I go, you what? Seriously? Then they said it, and I said this to him, and I offended him. I'm right. And I said, if you miss heaven so much, why don't you bring heaven on earth?
Whoa, God. Yeah, that's good.
You know. It was, what do you mean?
Amen.
I said, you know, it's Christ in us, the hope of glory. We don't die. We don't get saved so we could go to heaven. We all look like a people that has come from heaven.
Amen.
Say amen. With the presence of God, with the excel of God. Say amen, you guys. Now, that says in Genesis 1:28, the Bible says that God blessed them and he said to man, Adam and Eve, be fruitful and multiply. The word multiply is the Hebrew word of excel.
Yeah.
Be fruitful and excel. So I declare over this house and over you and your house, be fruitful and excel. Come on, amen, right? I prophetically decree this, be fruitful and excel.
Yeah.
Now, so this was God's original design for you. Now, right away, I thought of Romans chapter 15. I don't know why, so I turned to it. In Romans 15, I'm kind of giving you the foundation because there's so many spokes to this wheel that that I do have. But what I'm going to give you is this particular spoke. In Romans 15:13, it said this. May the God of hope. Wow. Romans 15:13. May the God of hope. I never say God of hope. You know what the word of means? The God of hope. I mean, you will see the word O-F all through the entire New Testament. God of, it means the original starting point. The God, the original starting point of hope.
Amen.
Say amen, right? So may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. You guys getting this? That you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. The word abound is the word excel. That you may excel in hope. Say amen, you guys. Without hope, there's no faith. Who wants to excel in hope? Come on, amen, right? So lift your hands and say, Father, you're the God of hope. Fill me with all joy and peace in believing that I may excel in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Shababa, bam. Isn't God good? I want you to look at Ephesians 3. An excel angel took me to Ephesians 3. Now, when I say this angel, this spirit of excel, I don't know if it was the heart of God. I'm not sure if it was an angelic encounter. But it was truly the heart of God. God's heart for this salvation plan that we have is to excel his bride. He's never out to crush you. He's always out to excel you. God is always desiring that you excel in all things. Say amen, you guys. where you are beyond usual. Turn to your neighbor, say beyond. Now, of course, this kind of gives you a snapshot, Ephesians 3:20. Now to him who is able to do far more. It's the word excel. Guys got this? Far more abundantly excel, beyond all excel, that we could ever ask or think according to the power that works within us. Now, when Paul made that decree, he was reaching into the spirit of the man to say, may God do this. Come on, are you guys with me on this? And decree this over your life. Even look in the mirror and say something to yourself. Amen. Isn't that good? And finally, as I come to a close, in First Chronicles, I asked them, okay, then where are you in the Old Testament? Right? And then he reminded me or quickened me of the story of the prayer of Jabez. You guys ready for this? The prayer of Jabez. You guys remember that book, The Prayer of Jabez? That was a powerful, powerful. It's going to make a comeback. But in First Chronicles chapter 4 in verse 9, Jabez was more honorable than all his brothers. Remember, I just want to show you scriptures that God's intentions for you. Come on, man. I got two more scriptures, then I'm done. All right. 1 Chronicles 4:9. Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother named him Jabez because I bore him with pain. Now think about this. His name Jabez means pain. In other words, he experienced pain all his life. You guys with me on this? And the word honorable means one who is depressed. Now, I didn't understand that. How did the translators pick honorable? But it means a person who is heavy, and in a bad sense, he's burdensome, severely dull. That's what honorable means. It means Jabez was known as a person that was heavy in spirit, burdensome, and severely dull. Because his mother named him Pain. You guys with me on this? Then finally, in verse 10, Jabez got sick of it. How many people are getting sick and tired of being severely heavy, dull, and pain? I'm tired of it. You guys know what I'm talking about, right? In verse 10, now Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh! Man, when you look up the word ho, it's... It's a huge word, but it means breath. Ah, I mean, he poured out his soul. Ho, that you bless me indeed and enlarge my borders. You guys with me on this? And that your hand might be with me. The word with means occupied. That you would keep me from harm. You guys with me on this? That it may not pain me. And God granted him what he requested. So I asked Excel, where are you in this? He goes, look up the word enlarge. It's the word excel. Ho, excel my borders. I don't know what your borders are. I don't know if you have an ornery boss. I don't know if you have a depressed husband. I don't know if you have rebellious children. I don't know if what borders you were placed on. You could ask God to excel you in that place. Come on, amen, right? Excel me in this situation. Instead, I used to be the type that would go from boss to boss because the boss was an idiot. To go to another one and find another idiot. You guys know what I'm talking about? You know, and then... Finally, you know, I'm just going to move out because my dad was an alcoholic, you know, and he was just not a, you know, he struggled. He just struggled a lot. So I said, man, I'm getting out of this one. But you know what? And so finally God says, if you will stop running. If you will stop running, I've placed you in these situations to bring my presence there. Yeah. You were the answer. Ask me to excel you. Are you ready for this, you guys? God is good. Turn to your neighbor and say, God is good. Well, I could go a lot further beyond this, but let's look at Ezekiel, because you started, you know, touching on this. Ezekiel chapter 36. And the Valley of Dry Bones, the Lord had me there. The word excel from Ezekiel chapter 35 through 38 is mentioned 10 times.
Wow. Yes.
The Valley of Dry Bones. How many people remember the Valley of Dry Bones, right? You've been, I know you're trained well, you're equipped well, but he talks about the condition of Israel and how they just totally rebelled against God. And then finally, God said in verse 37, after all the pain, after all the rebellion, God said this in verse 37 to the rebellious one, the one who's struggling in sin. Now listen to this. The one who is struggling in sin. Thus says the Lord, this I will let the house of Israel ask me to do. Ask me to do this for them, to excel their men and their flocks. I want to excel them. It's the word increase, but it's the Hebrew word of excel. So instead of asking, you know, one guy just said to me, just he confessed, you know, we have a really cool church. I mean, I love New Day. We're able to confess our sins to each other and not feel condemned. Because the Bible says if you confess your sins to God, you'll be forgiven. But if you confess your sins one to another, you will be healed. We got halfway through. And finally, we've learned to confess our sins to each other. So one young man comes up to me and says, man, I'm in sin. I said, all right, let's just repent. Just ask God to forgive you. Blah, blah, blah. So we did that, right? And I said, next step, let's ask God to excel your faith. You guys with me on this? The problem isn't sin. The problem is puny faith. Because if your faith was large, sin would not be appealing to you. You guys with me on this? So this young man came into me. He says, okay, I'm going to do this every day. God excel my faith. God excel my faith. 7 days later, he was free. You guys with me on this? God is the God of excel. Well, I'm done. Praise God. So I want us now to activate excel. You guys ready to activate excel? Let's all stand up for a moment. And it's really simple. This is all we're going to do. It's just very simple what we're going to do. When I count to three, we're going to do this three times. One, two, three. We're going to say excel. Once we say excel, we're going to clap our hands like excel, right? Clap our hands. Because the Bible says, clap your hands, all you people, shout unto God with voice of triumph, right? There's two different definitions for the word clap. One means to applause or give a laudable praise to somebody, right? The other word clap means to bring a command, right? Like a king, you know, the king will clap and order the servants. How do you know that the angels were ordered to serve us?
Amen.
Right? And so I really believe with all of my heart, matter of fact, I know this to be true just by conviction, that when we clap, boom, excel anointing is going to start flowing like you've never seen before. Are you guys ready for this? Say amen. So when I count to three, we're going to go excel. Right? We're going to do that three times. You ready? One, two, three, excel. Whoa. Okay, we're going to do it again. That was good. He was ready. Ready? One, two, three, excel. You guys feeling that? Something's breaking, man. Ready? Do it again. One, two, three, excel. Woo! Come on, man. You feeling that? I'm feeling shockwaves in my legs, man. Woo! Now just open your hands. Hey, Shabarabaka. Hababa shakara nabasandarabakandarabasandarabakara debasumbrabashamaba. Say with me, say, Father, I surrender to this process. You're the God of excel. I am in the season of excel.
Whoa.
I receive the ministry of excel. Excel my faith. Excel my hope. and excel my love. Amen. Now let's give Jesus a shout. Hey, Jesus! Yes, Lord! Yes, Lord! Hey!